Locker room chats continue here tonight. KNZA 103.9 FM. We continue our conversations here with Perry LeCompton, and now we're joined by the Cause head coach on the boys' side. That would be Matt Simmons. It is presented by First State Bank. And, Coach, off to a good start. You're in the midst of the Paola tournament right now, and it got going last week, or I should say Tuesday this week. Beg your pardon there. Got going this week. But how about that first game of the year, 58-27, big-time win against Paola? Boy, that had to feel good getting off to such a great start.
Yeah, it was a great start. You know, we had everybody play well. You know, we shot it at a very high rate, which always helps. Our defense was also really, really good. You know, we just showed up, fired up, and just came out the gate with a lot of energy. Our bench was really good. We played everybody. And, you know, as a coaching staff, after 3 weeks of practice, you know, you're ready to just kind of put it out on the floor and see where you need to adjust and, you know, work on rotations and see who can really play in what spots and what defense and what offense. And so we went in with an open mind, and we kind of had an idea of what we wanted to do. And, you know, when guys are making shots, it makes everything, you know, go a lot smoother.
Are you a fan of the preseason tournaments here, kind of like this style? You know, really a lot of teams in our area, at least, don't have this beginning like you guys do, playing, you know, basically three games in a five-day stretch. And obviously starting with Paola, you'll get Fort Scott and Wellsville here tonight and tomorrow, respectively. But are you a fan of these kind of preseason tournaments?
Yeah, I think it's good for our guys. You know, like I said, we do, you know, a lot of hard work at practice, and we really get after it and make it feel like the game. So I think they're prepared and ready for it. You know, you're not as prepared as a coaching staff as you are on a normal Tuesday, Friday. But I think that's okay because, you know, in the postseason, you can look back and say, hey, guys, we've done this before. You know, we've gone to two tournaments. We've played several games in a short amount of time. And it's we've kind of learned from that experience moving forward. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all. I think you learn a lot in a short amount of time. And it's always good to just play games.
Well, and it certainly helps come the end of the season because that's basically how you're going to get it in sub-state. You're going to get multiple games in a short period of time. So certainly would help, I would think, towards the latter portion of the season. You know, going back to that win against Paola, again, big time, 58-27. Was there a player or two for you that kind of stood out in that first game?
Yeah, Cam Kniper, I mean, he played, you know, really, really amazing on offense. He hit five threes and made five shots from inside the arc. And, you know, that really got us going. And then everyone just kind of chipped in and did their part. Gunnar Ball had nine, and Eli Dean had 7 points. And, you know, the offense was really clicking as far as making shots and sharing the ball. But really, I was impressed by our defense. You know, we held them to 14 points in the first half, and that just came down to them executing the way we want to guard. We threw a lot of different stuff at them. We wanted to see how everything looked. And, you know, outside of the first couple minutes where our man-to-man wasn't very good, I thought we really picked it up, and our intensity was there. Our rebounding was there. We got a lot of deflections. But then again, you put on top the offensive shooting 50% from three and from two. That makes it all, you know, look a lot better. So really proud of our guys in that first game, but we definitely have a lot to take away and a lot to get better at.
Yeah, a couple more games coming up here tonight and tomorrow. And you mentioned Cam Kniper there, the transfer out of Silver Lake. Well, let's kind of preview these final two games here in Paola tonight. You get Fort Scott. Tomorrow night, it's going to be Wellsville. How much do you know about both of these teams? And here on back-to-back nights, what's kind of the expectations going forward here?
Well, a good thing about the Paola tournament is they do a good job making the games kind of opposite of each other. So you can watch the other teams and get a little bit of a scout. And so we watched Fort Scott play Wellsville last night, and, man, they're both just really good. Fort Scott came out and really surprised us. We didn't know what to expect with them, and they came out and got a big win against Wellsville. They've got 2 6'6" kids. One's a little bit bigger and stronger and has really good touch around the rim. They had a freshman point guard that we knew nothing about, who showed up and started for him. And he just handled the pace and handled the pressure and got the ball where he needed it to go and shot it well. He's really good. He's got a bright future. And, their new coach over there, I mean, he's got them running a bunch of stuff. And then on the Wellsville side, you know, it's pretty known how good they are. And the Dorsey kid and, you know, Desmond, their point guard, is really good. And they've got some pieces around them. And, they run some really good offense. Their defense is a lot of man-to-man, hard-nosed stuff. And our offense wasn't really good against man-to-man defense last night. So, we've got to do a good job today getting a lot in, a lot of preparation. Both teams kind of pressed a little bit. So we've just got to be ready to go against both of them. Really tough opponents, back-to-back games. But I think our guys are excited and ready for the challenge.
Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons joining us here. Again, presented by First State Bank. Cause off to a good 1-0 start, but still two more games in Paola at that tournament. Fort Scott tonight and Wellsville tomorrow. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of this tournament. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks.